escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
They've got a bunch of guys that can play in Buffalo. I think they're absolutely in need of an X receiver. They just don't have the cap space to try and go get Terry McLaurin, but no. They try to go get Amari Cooper. He was supposed to provide them with a lift at X. He played so poorly that he is currently not on an NFL roster right now, which is wild to say. I think the team will continue to lean upon Keon Coleman for outside play. By the way, Keon Coleman's profile up on the website right now too. Really interesting read. They added Joshua Palmer. They added Elijah Moore. Guys that can give you outside wide receiver reps, Matt. But none of these dudes are on the line man press beaten guys. These are guys that can give you outside X reps, just not at a high level. I think these are all better players that if you want to line them up in the flanker position, much better position for them to succeed.
Obviously, people know my thoughts on Keon Coleman, third percentile success rate versus man in his rookie year profile while playing almost exclusively X receiver. If he is going to be maximized, and I think there is a way for Keon Coleman to be maximized, it's going to be as like a jumbo slot receiver, off the line player, but he's an X receiver for this team. Like, I think that's just an open and shut book. And I don't think that he's going to suck. I don't think that he's going to be terrible, but I think he is going to be a volatile player as long as he's out there at X receiver because he didn't separate enough. And like, you know, I think the reports out of training camp has been there's been some great highlight reel catches, and then there's been some low moments. Like, that's what it's going to be for Keon Coleman as long as he's this team's starting X receiver. So like, he's somebody that I think is going to give you weeks, but he's not going to be a consistent player over the course of the season as long as he's in the X receiver role. And by the way, this is a wide receiver room that's really banged up, James. Like, Khalil Shakir is dealing with a high ankle sprain. He's week to week at this point. Josh Palmer's been banged up. Right. Curtis Samuel, of course, has been banged up in camp. So, like, Elijah Moore's definitely got an opportunity to make this roster. And we know that I am really rooting for Elijah Moore to make this roster. I think that would be pretty sick. And like, he is a guy, of all these players, that like, the separation is definitely the best with him in terms of like his routes and his explosiveness. There are other, you know, outlets that call Josh Palmer this like great separator. I've charted four games of him from last year. I'll have a full profile up. I just don't see it, man. Like, there are some routes where he's actually pretty good, and it is like posts and digs, which, you know, okay, that's kind of what they wanted Amari Cooper to be, like more of a big in breaking route player. But that's kind of it. Like, I think he's got some vertical ability to him.
Yeah.
But like, in terms of full field separation,
no,
I don't really see that there. So he's a guy that I think will be like a quality role player for this team.
Totally.
But he's got to get healthy and continue to build chemistry with Josh Allen. Like, so I think Palmer, again, profiles as an interesting role player. Like, all these guys kind of profiles interesting role players. And man, if Khalil Shakir misses time, that's just really tough because he is definitely the best, most consistent player of this group and clearly by far the best zone beater.
Matt, do you feel like guys who are good role players, sometimes the fan bases or sometimes fans in general just kind of oversell what they do? Because it's like we're in this world where you're either great or you suck. And yeah. Joshua Palmer is not great, but he absolutely does not suck, right? Like he's right. a totally usable, functional NFL player. And I know he's been in the league for a minute now, but it just feels like when we start talking about Joshua Palmer, the hype of Joshua Palmer always seems to and again, there's a lot of like, you know, confirmation bias. Like he makes a good play and it's like, yeah, see, I told you this guy can be a great player. And it's like, well, yeah, like a lot of like functional NFL play, like Romeo Doubs is a great example. I love Romeo Doubs. I think he's a great functional NFL player. Total pro, belongs on the football field. But that is crazy if you think that Romeo Doubs should be, you know, like your number one or even a high level number two wide receiver. That's not a good sign if he's your top number two.
Yeah. We did an episode for Football 301 at Yahoo, and we were tasked with coming up with the most average starters at every position. Naturally, I got wide receiver, and I went with Romeo Doubs as like the most. This is so funny. Obviously, like the comments and stuff are, you know, what? How could you call this guy average? It's like, dog, I'm saying he's an average player. There's a lot of wide receivers in the NFL. Like, that's a compliment to call this guy like average, okay? Because that means the middle. Doesn't mean he's it's like when people say mid now, like it's pretty mid. People are like, that's, oh, it's, you're saying it's bad. No, you're saying it's mid, it's average. And like, I think we've just lost the, like to your point, we've lost the plot with this stuff that you either have to be the best or you have to be the worst. And like, no, there's a lot of like median middle cases in the NFL, especially at this position. And yeah, I mean, you're so right about, you see a guy make a highlight reel play or even just like a good play. And it's like, man, let's do that more. And this is, nobody feel bad for me about this, but this is why I put like all the hours into studying this position is because like, there's a reason. There's a lot of other plays that might not go their way. And I think a guy like Josh Palmer, like I said, he has a use on the field. He's been like a quality role player, a number three for the Los Angeles Chargers. He's been a guy that can play a little bit of flanker, can play a little bit of slot. But like, by the way, sometimes this stuff can be as simple as the Chargers have wanted like more in their receiver room for years. And we're just like, see you later, Josh Palmer. So I think he'll be like a nice, and he was making like the classic, you can put this guy on the field and not be embarrassed, $10 million a year at the wide receiver, $10 to $11 million a year at the wide receiver position on average. I think he'll be a nice little role player for the Bills, but he's another guy that is not like a superstar player. I don't think any of these guys are superstar players, but I think they have like five usable guys between Coleman, Shakir, Palmer, Elijah Moore, and Curtis Samuel. Like no superstars, but five usable guys. And I just think that Shakir not being there is tough because Khalil Shakir is a good player. And he had an 80% success rate versus zone last year. Good hands, wins after the catch. He just is kind of like the guy that really makes the whole thing go. So I am very interested in Elijah Moore. Obviously, I hope he makes this roster. Hope he makes the team because he's definitely like among all these guys that I've charted here, he has like the most he has the better like man coverage beating ability of all these guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're the Bills, I think you can make two very valid arguments here. One, that they've got a collection of guys that, and when you, in totality, the collection's pretty good. You know, like when you get around the red zone, Keon Coleman can't separate. That's fine. Throw it up to him.
Throw it up.
You know, like he's going to go get it. Like,
and I will say, to Keon Coleman's credit, really good at getting open on scramble drills. Like,
yeah,
he was very Gabe Davis in that regard. Like, oh, Josh Allen's in wacko creation mode back there. I can get, I can break off my routes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's great. You know, we just talked about all these wide receivers they've got. Okay. Then you add in the running backs, right? Like James Cook. Great. You know, multi, you know, versatile skill set. Ray Davis, he can pound it. It's great. You know, you got the two tight ends. Awesome. Dalton Kincaid. All right. Listen, it's a overall, the offense is good. I think you can absolutely, of course, make that argument. But I think you could also make the case that the Bills shouldn't be thinking about, okay, 17 game stats. Like, it doesn't make a difference. It's really what it comes down to are in big moments in the playoffs, because who cares about regular? I mean, even at this point, who cares about the regular season against the Chiefs? Like, I get it. You know, it's going to be a big ratings monster, but you got to beat them in the postseason, man. And to do that, you got to win on third and long. And generally on third and long, you got to get a guy that could win a one-on-one battle. And I think they have certain guys that can do it occasionally. It's just when push comes to shove, I wonder if Josh Allen has a guy on this roster. And that's the point that I'm making. They don't have a guy on this roster that he can lean on down by down every single time on a third and long. That's just not, I just don't think they've got that guy on this roster right now. So again, I'm not saying the Bills have a bad offense. They don't. They've got a really, really good offense. And to a degree, I actually like the fact that they're just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks, because that is clearly the plan. Mm-hmm. I don't think they haven't been focused, Matt. And no one can make the argument that they've been focused on trying to find a man beating X receiver. That's just not what they've done for the past few years. And so, yeah, they've got a good offense, but then at the same time, when push comes to shove, we're deep in the postseason. We need third and 8. We need third and 11. We got to get that first down. We got to keep that drive going. They just don't have, they do not have that guy on the roster right now.
Yeah. I think that's like a really fair criticism, man. I mean, they did have that guy in Stephon Diggs, and that relationship obviously wore out. And
right.
I think now they're in the, all right, we can create Stephon Diggs. We can create a wide receiver one in the aggregate, which I think by the end of the season, look, like, yeah, I think the Bills are a top 3 offense bare minimum in the NFL. Yep. I think they're a great, great offense with a good collection of pass catchers, but it does come down to, all right, we're in nut cutting time here at the end of the season. Who are we going to? And I think they're hoping that somebody emerges there, and we'll see if it works out, because I definitely have my questions about that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.